Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunshine early on today, then a chance for some showers and thunderstorms with our high nearing 87. Scattered showers may continue early tonight, then partly cloudy with a low around 62. Sunshine on Tuesday with a high of 88 and clear skies in 63 throughout Tuesday night. More showers are possible on Wednesday, sunny with a high of 90, and showers may continue Wednesday night with a low around 63. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster. Currently it's 61 degrees.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. With some of the rain that we've seen across the state of Kansas over the last week or so has been extremely nice, especially for those in western Kansas who are already trying to plant some of their springtime crops and just seeing some green across the area.
Just to be able to look around and see green is just, we just didn't realize how brown it's been for so entirely long. I think it not only affects us farmers, but it affects our whole community at a large. When we get the moisture, it really gives us hope.
That was Julie Morath from the Oakley area on KWCH News, where she says even as a farmer, it's nice to see some of the rain help out with some of these spring crops.
Corn, soybeans coming up, and so some of the spring crops have come up, and the rains have been a big help.
Overall, the extreme drought conditions across the state of Kansas have dropped slightly with some of the latest rain, with week over week sitting at the D4 extreme drought going from 35% of the state to 31.9%. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
When you're shopping for a used car, you don't want to go just anywhere. You don't want to go where it's crazy and chaotic and more like a circus. Probably don't want to go to the place with a goofy mascot where they don't even listen and try to sell you something you don't want. And you definitely don't want to deal with a place with a sleazy guy like this.
This one here is a beauty. Tip-top shape. Don't mind that noise. She's running perfect. Don't worry. You can trust me.
Come see our team of professionals here at Rusty Eck Ford. Not only will we help you find the vehicle that you want, they're the experts in helping you with the financing you need, no matter your credit situation. So before you go to one of those other places and wish later that you didn't, go to Rusty Eck Ford first, Wichita's only President's Award winner for customer service 3 years in a row. See the real difference at Rusty Eck Ford and RustyEckFord.com.
The nonprofit organization of SOS has officially launched their new 2023 SOS Strong campaign with new SOS Strong ambassadors across the state of Kansas. As WIBW says that they are launching the Strong campaign on June 15th with new ambassadors joining the efforts to fight against sexual and domestic violence, stalking, human trafficking, child abuse, and neglect across Kansas. WIBW reports that each pledge that is working as an ambassador will be leading by example and will be a positive upstander rather than willing bystander when issues arise, to not engage in any acts of violence, stand up for someone who's in need, and always use their voice to speak for what is right. The organization says they're also launching a kickoff event starting on June 12th for donations for the organization to try and fight domestic issues across Kansas, which you can find online at sos@kansas.com/sos-strong. As they say, domestic violence issues are not just a woman's issue, but can be everyone's problem that affects not just that family, but the entire community. Mid-America Network News.
You made your house a home. With a homeowner's insurance policy from Blue Valley Insurance, we can relax knowing that things you treasure are protected. I'm Dave Savage, and as an independent insurance agent, we sell for a number of different companies to give you the best price. With our flexible options, savings, and expert service, you'll know that your home is getting the best protection possible. We're Blue Valley Insurance of Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. After the passing of the debt ceiling bill out of the House of Representatives and the Senate this week, Congressman Mike Flood from the state of Nebraska said he supported the bill with concerns of not getting paychecks to Social Security recipients across the state of Nebraska.
We have to make sure that our government functions. We have to make sure that we meet the obligations. The idea of not sending a Social Security check next week to Nebraskans because we couldn't deal with something that we've known about for 6 months is not acceptable.
That audio from KSNB at local channel 4, where he says defaulting could lead to a potential recession with even higher interest rates and millions of unemployed Americans across the nation. The bill ended up passing out of the House of Representatives by a vote of 314 to 117, with 71 Republicans voting against the initiative. The Senate also passed the bill on Thursday night with a vote of 63 to 36. Good America Network News.
Every great sandwich should start with a great bread, which is why Mrs. Baird's puts as much care and pride into baking wholesome and delicious breads as you put into every sandwich. From toasted whole grains to natural honey and molasses, Mrs. Baird's breads are made from only the best stuff to fuel you and your family. So whether it's PB&J on whole grain white or turkey and Swiss on honey 7-grain, Mrs. Baird's has a delicious, nutritious bread to build it on. Mrs. Baird's, baking breads that taste great since 1908.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Filing deadline for elections was Thursday. In Marysville, Councilman Todd Fry will challenge Jason Barnes, who is running for a third term as mayor. For City Council First Ward, Chris Schrader will challenge incumbent Parker Price in the only contested race, with incumbents Keith Beichman filing for Second Ward, Kevin Throm, Third Ward. Cherie Ferris is filed for Ward 4, and Ken Kiekhafer for city treasurer. A three-way race is set for Blue Rapids mayor, with incumbent Jerry Zayas challenged by Clayton Reed and David Sain. Two council members will be elected, with Derek DeBoer, William Waters, and Doug Weitzel filed. Vermilion will choose from mayoral candidates Russell Ogg Jr. and James Wolzencroft. Steve Evans and Paul Frazier are filed for council. In Axtell, Alex Cook and Richard Berger are uncontested for three council seats. Rob Olmsted is running for Beatty mayor, with Ryan Haverkamp and Brad Armstrong for council, with five positions open. Four candidates are filed for Frankfort City Council's three positions. They are Eric Brocksterman, Beth Helmrichs, Branton Smith, and Lance Jones. No one is filed in Oquito, with a mayor and five council positions open. Bruce Mitchell is filed for re-election as Summerfield mayor, and James Smith, Joy Renz Jr., and Craig Wiebe are filed, with five open positions. Waterville has three council seats open, with Tony Mann, Colby Hearn, Chuck Tryon, and Cynthia Meineke filed. There will be three contested races among four school board seats for Marysville USD 364. Rose Shelburne is the only filing for position one, while Paige Howard will challenge Chance Hartner for position two. Buster Schmitz is running against Jessica Jordan for position three, and incumbent Michelle Reinhart is challenged by Craig Harries for position four. There are no contested races for USD 380, with James Hagedorn, Jared Flinty, Royce Becker, and Sarah Smith filed. Three of four seats on the Valley Heights USD 498 board will be contested. Dava Waters is unchallenged for position one, while Corey Ekstrom faces Michael Vermetten for position two. Lucas Repke and Janelle Bigham are filed for position three, and Darren Bigham will take on Scott Torber for position seven. Primary elections would be held in August, with the general election in November. Gage County supervisors last week unanimously approved amended changes to regulations for solar installations, but took no action as yet on a moratorium in place currently restricting commercial solar energy permit applications. One amendment would address industries developing solar installations for their own operations, not sending power to the grid. These would be governed by a special use permit, not affected by setbacks, and the permitting would allow an appeals process. An initial amendment was defeated with concerns that installations could be located many miles from a commercial or industrial location, while another amendment allowing contiguous location to a facility was approved on a 5-2 vote. Additional restrictions as to locations near schools, churches, state and federal recreation areas were not added, with at least one supervisor noting that overly restrictive regulations could throttle efforts to pursue solar installations. Again, the package recommended by County Planning and Zoning was approved, with amendments noted at last week's meeting. Brian D. Polar Polson, age 59, of Marysville, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Tuesday, 10 a.m. at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Monday, 1 until 9. Family will see friends Monday from 5 until 7. at Kinsley's in Marysville in charge of arrangements for Brian Poehler Polson. Regina M. Linenberger, age 84, of Tonganoxie, formerly of Washington, passed away Thursday. Mass of Christian burial Wednesday, 10 a.m. at St. Augustine Catholic Church in Washington. Burial in the Washington City Cemetery. Rosary Tuesday evening at 6:30 at the church, with a visitation Tuesday noon until 4:30 at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington in charge of arrangements for Regina Linenberger. Evelyn June Myers, age 93, of Manhattan, passed away May 24th. Funeral service Wednesday, 2 p.m. at the Memorial Presbyterian Church in Marysville. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation 1 to 2 p.m. Wednesday at the church. Kinsley Mortuary, Marysville, in charge of arrangements for June Myers. Neola F. Wolbrandt, age 87, of Marysville, passed away May 30th. Graveside service is planned Friday, 10:30 at the Marysville City Cemetery, with Kinsley Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Neola Wolbrandt. Jimmy L. Tate, age 76, of Waterville, passed away May 31st. Mass of Christian burial Saturday, 10:30 at St. Monica St. Elizabeth Catholic Church in Blue Rapids. Burial in the Riverside Cemetery at Waterville. Rosary at 7 p.m. Friday, with visitation noon to 7 on Friday. Family will greet friends from 6 to 7 at the Christy Anders Funeral Home in Waterville in charge of arrangements for Jimmy Tate. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, lemon pepper fish, rice, a muffin, beets, and blushing pears. Tomorrow, meatloaf, scalloped potatoes, broccoli, apricots, and cake. KNDY News Time, 7:16.
Are you done yet? I need to get ready.
Well, maybe you should have gotten up sooner.
You've been in there for an hour. Come on, I need in there.
Does this happen at your home? Would you like to eliminate all the yelling and buy a bigger house? Well, you can by talking with United Bank and Trust about home loans. Go online to www.ubankonline.com or head to your local branch to visit with a loan officer. United Bank and Trust. You bank, we deliver. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Some scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible today, otherwise sunny with our highs in the mid to upper 80s. Some showers may continue early tonight, then staying mostly cloudy with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Sunshine on Tuesday with our highs in the mid to upper 80s. And mostly clear skies throughout Tuesday night with our lows in the lower to mid 60s. There will be a chance for some showers and thunderstorms on Wednesday, otherwise sunny with our highs in the mid to upper 80s. And scattered showers will continue throughout Tuesday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the lower to mid 60s. Some rain early on Thursday, otherwise sunny with our highs in the mid to upper 80s. And partly cloudy skies over Thursday night with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. And chances for rain do continue throughout Friday and the weekend, with some rain possible throughout the afternoon on Friday, otherwise sunny with our highs in the mid to upper 80s. And showers may continue throughout Friday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the lower to mid 60s. And rain on Saturday. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature early June, 83. Record high on this date, 104. The average low, 61, and the record low, 40. Sunset this evening, 8:50. Sunrise in the morning at 6:02. We settled in for about a quarter inch of rain Sunday afternoon here at the KNDY studios. And it's 60 with sunshine this hour. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Monday, the 5th of June. KNDY News Time, 7:18. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Hello, and thank you for calling. Our operators are busy at the moment. Please hold the line, and we will answer you shortly.
Stop the madness! With Blue Valley, there's less time on hold, more time together. Blue Valley Technologies offers reliable internet that works when you need it. And if there's an issue, we have local customer support that will make sure you're back online in no time. Find out more at BlueValley.net.
The Heat steal home court advantage. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. The NBA Finals heading to Miami tied 1-1 in big part to Duncan Robinson.
Adebayo up high with 9:45 to go. Great bounce pass to Robinson at the rim. Hangs and hits, and the Heat go up three.
A call on ESPN Radio. Robinson sparked a fourth quarter rally by the Heat, down by as much as 15 and 8 heading into the final frame. Miami held on to edge the Nuggets, 111-108. Jamal Murray missing, but not by much. A three ball that would have tied it as the clock ran out. Heat coach Eric Spoelstra.
The ball's going where it needs to go. Everybody understands what we're trying to get accomplished. So we did get some relief points on cuts and extra passes. Ball movement that led to open shots.
The Heat steal home court advantage with the win. The series heading to Miami, Game 3 Wednesday night. Baseball, the Rays still hold the American League's best record, top sixth in Boston. A Yandy Diaz RBI single turning into an inside-the-park home run.
And the pitch is bounced to the vacated right side base hit. Margot around second will head towards third with a full head of steam and being sent home, he scores. And then the throw to second goes into center. Diaz around third, heads for home. He will score standing up.
The call on WDAE, 6-2 Rays, the final in Boston. In Arlington, bottom six, Jonah Heim put the finishing touches on a blowout for the Rangers.
Jonah swings, it's a high fly ball to right field. Hernandez back, he looks, that ball is out of here! A three-run home run in the Rangers lead 12-0.
The call on 105.3, the fan. Rangers crush the Mariners 12-3 to sweep the series. Yankees take 2 out of 3 in L.A., beating the Dodgers 4-1 Sunday. Orioles top the Giants 8-3. The Braves erupted for 4 in the 9th to overhaul the D-backs 8-5. French Open tennis. Men's number 1, Carlos Alcaraz, and number 3, Novak Djokovic, advanced to the quarterfinals in straight sets. Rose Zhang on Sunday became the first golfer on the LPGA Tour in 72 years to win in her pro debut. This is Rich Cantu, AB.
J&M Liquor invites you out to Sam Wymore Days. Join us June 10th for live entertainment by Lloyd McCarter and the Honky Tonk Revival. Amazing ribs, Mississippi pot roast, and much more from the Snackin' Wagon and, of course, the Cornstalk Beer Garden. We will see you at Cornstalk 2023 from J&M Liquor in Wymore.
Here's a look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. It is Monday, June the 5th. We're going to hear from K-State grain economist Dan O'Brien during this edition of Ag News.
Well, as of Sunday, it looked like we were up to speed with most of the planting and or crop development for wheat that we were expecting for corn as of May 28th. Again, now that's at the beginning of this last week, we were at 82% planted and 66% actually emerged of corn, and that those were both right around 5-year averages. For sorghum, we were 22% planted, and that was actually 17% ahead of 17% where the normal 5-year average. And if sorghum is being planted in some of the drier areas, that makes sense. They'd be able to get into the fields. We still could have some late planting of sorghum depending on how insurance and wheat fields work out, but we'll see it in coming weeks where that goes. For winter wheat headed, 84% as of May 28th. Normally at that time, we're about 90%, so just a little bit slow, but it's not the heading right now. It's the crop health and harvested acres and things that you and I have discussed for a while. When you look at soybean planting and emergence, as of May 28th, we were 71% planted. Normally, we're 52, so we're running ahead on soybeans. And for emergence, 46% as of, again, May 28th versus 33, so strong pace, ahead of pace, actually, on the soybean side. Again, dryness in some areas all helps that. For cotton, really pretty much on pace, 59% planted as of May 28th, 60% 5-year average as of that time. Interesting cotton conditions still in southern Kansas. Most of these areas still 47% fair, 40% good.
And those will get your ag news on this Monday. I'm Jeff Aiken.
Shocker basketball has turned the page to a new era with head coach Paul Mills now at the helm. Coach Mills looks forward to continuing the winning tradition of Wichita State basketball and knows we have to do it together with your help. Join Shocker Nation in Charles Koch Arena for the 2023-24 season by purchasing your season tickets now. Call the Shocker Ticket Office at 316-978-FANS and join the fight for Wichita with head coach Paul Mills. That's 316-978-FANS.
We have Clay from Best Body Shop here with some exciting news for anyone looking for a career change. Clay, why don't you tell us what's going on over at Best Body Shop?
What's up, listeners? This is Clay from Best Body Shop, and I want to tell you what we have going on right now. Our team is growing, and we are looking for people to join. If you are looking for a career in the collision repair industry with a diverse team and an amazing culture, then reach out today. Text 316-445-9850. We can't wait to hear from you.
Good morning, Dennis Hendricks from Beatra 77 Livestock. Hey, it's a Monday, and if we're talking about numbers, it's a great Monday, not to mention the weather, and we have had a little rain over the weekend. So in some spots, it's kind of nice. In other spots to the north and west of Beatrice, it is very, very serious business. Well, with that said, we have a large sale here today. We will start at 9:30 this morning, as weather has not been a friendly foe of a lot of people towards the north and west. We have a lot of cows. We have a lot of bred cows. We have way-up cows. We have cow-calf families. If you need small calves, you certainly need to come to Beatrice here today, along with the feeder sale folks, and certainly head this way. Well, the great news is the cattle market, 183 to 188 in the carcass, 285 to 295, I stand to be corrected. 183 to 188 is cash, 285 to 292 is carcass. Certainly looks to me like all-time prices, folks, and it's certainly correlating to the feeder cattle auction here today. Well, at 12 o'clock noon, we will get into the hay department. If you have big round bales to sell, folks, we still have people with a great need. Certainly give us a consignment call, and we will get it on the markets. Here today in the hay department, in the alfalfa square bales, 120 of third cut. The alfalfa 29 new crop will be first cutting. In the prairie will be 80 and 22. In the grass will be 16, 26, 26, and 8. In the round bale department, there's round alfalfa, group of 8 and 8, first cut. They're 1946. In the round grass, there's a group of 6, and they weigh 1,400. Well, it's going to be family time here after the way-up part of the sale. Interesting enough, we have 21 way-up bulls, a huge amount of way-up cows. Then we are going to get into families and bred cows. There is 6 black red families, 3-year-olds, folks, great set of cows. February, April, black and red calves at side. They're going to be vaccinated, banded, and poured. They are red Angus exposed on 4/26. Another group of 6 black families, running age, black March and April calves. Another group of 12 black and red families, 4 to 7-year-olds. They are January to February vaccinated, banded calves. They're going to be exposed to black Angus bulls. Bulls were turned in on April 14th. 7 black families running age and poured black calves, 2 to 8 weeks old. Another group of 18 black families running age. Calves are born from February 27 to 1 week old. They are black vaccinated calves. There's 5 black families first calf to running age on 5/5 black Angus exposed. The calves were vaccinated right there also. They're February, March calves. There is an additional 40 black and red families, 3 to 11 years old, of numerous owners. There's another group of 20 black bred cows. Here's a nice set, guys. They're going to be running age. We'll pull a prey, get them out here this morning. They're due to start calving August and September. They're black Angus bred. Another group of 26 black and red bred cows running age that will pull prey, get a mouth on those. So the point of the story this morning is if you have the grass and you need some more units to fill that grass, we certainly have the merchandise here today. Another heads up, it's a fact of life. Not all these cows and calves are going to go back to the farm as a unit. If you're looking for lightweight calves, certainly come to Beatrice 77 Livestock here today. And the feeder cattle. There are six black steer and heifers coming off the cows this morning. The calves are vaccinated. They're going to be 3 to 350 pounds out of Beatrice. There's also another group of five black steer and heifers coming off the cow today. They were vaccinated on 5-4 top to bottom. They'll weigh 250 to 300. Wilbur calves are going to be six black bull and heifers, 30-plus day weaning. They're going to be 275 to 300. Out of Stella's, 10 black steer and heifers, a wean, a double vac. They're going to weigh 350 to 500. B&B Farms out of Claytonia's got a great set of lightweight steers, 31 blacks. They're going to weigh 475, 550. They've got a wean and a vac. Friedley out of Pawnee City's got 12 black steer and heifers. They got a wean and a double vac. They're going to weigh 450 to 600. Out of Steel City is 70 black and red heifers, background yearlings, 775 to 8 and a quarter. Out of Syracuse, 16 black steers. Folks, these are super nice. Fall wean and vac, 850 to 900. Grunewald out of Beatrice has got 11 black baldy steer and heifers, 3 to 400. Stellick out of Crete's got 21 black steer and heifers. They're going to be weaned. They're going to be vac. They're going to be 5 to 600. Out of Beatrice, 11 char cross steer and heifers, 60-day wean, 5 to 600. Out of Lorton, 18 black steer and heifers, a wean, a vac, 475 to 550. Adams cattle, there's going to be 9 red steer and heifers, April wean, 5 to 600. Out of Crete's, 19 black bull and heifers, 90-day wean, 5 to 750. So, folks, we are starting at 9:30 here this morning. We will sell hay at noon, and if you need small calves, if you need family, 11 o'clock is going to be the magic time. So head to Beatrice, please. Well, we appreciate your business. Give us a call, Tanya Rick or Denny at 223-3571. Along with Gail Harden, Ryan Sommerhalder, we certainly would appreciate your call. Well, that's going to wrap it up. Keeping in mind, we will be here June 12th. We will be here June 19th. Then we'll take a look at the rotation of summer days off. But June is going to be business, all business, on the 12th and the 19th at this point in time. Have a great day. Keep in mind, you certainly can go online for all the markets, the consignments, the auctioneer's page, or turn on the video at Beatrice77.net.
731 from KUDY, sunshine 60 degrees this hour. We look for a warm-up again today and a scattered chance for off and on showers again the next couple of days. We had about a quarter inch in our rain gauge with a Sunday afternoon round of showers.
It's not just humidity that makes hot weather unbearable. We take a look at the ingredients today that make heat waves more dangerous on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Grainger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. Details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. At meltingbelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores a youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, June 5th, the 156th day of the year. Actors Ron Livingston and Mark Wahlberg share a birthday. Heat waves kill more people each year than all other weather hazards combined, and that's why researchers are looking at new ways to monitor the risks. The heat index takes humidity into account, but other factors come into play too. Wind, for example, causes quicker dehydration, and heat waves in June may be riskier than those in August because our bodies haven't acclimated to the heat. No matter when your first heat wave strikes, stay hydrated and check on elderly neighbors who are more vulnerable to killer heat. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more and find your local forecast online at almanac.com.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports, I'm Doug Downs. Despite not being able to out-hit the Colorado Rockies yesterday, the Royals did get a 2-0 win. That was the only win of the three-game series from the weekend. The Royals did lose on Friday and Saturday to the Rockies. Now Kansas City goes on the road. They will face the Florida Marlins starting tonight at 5:40. Despite Jokic scoring 41 last night for the Denver Nuggets, they did fall to the Miami Heat 111-108. The series is now tied at one apiece and will return to Miami for Wednesday's game starting at 7:30. The University of Kansas men's basketball team has lost out on a 2023 guard as Chris Johnson has requested a release from his letter of intent with the Kansas Jayhawks. Johnson signed with the Jayhawks in November of 2022. He chose KU over Arkansas, Alabama, and Ole Miss. Speaking of KU, Allen Fieldhouse is getting renovations this year. The first area to be improved is the KU men's basketball staff suite. Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Marysville American Legion Post 163 Senior Legion Baseball Team finishing 2-2 in a tournament at Wilbur this past weekend, winning the first round versus Utica Beaver Crossing 10-2, then defeating host Wilbur 5-3, falling to DeWitt 9-7 before falling to Wilbur in a rematch 5-2. Marysville Legion Post 163 Senior Legion Baseball Team finishing 2-2 in tournament play at Clifton Clyde for a doubleheader Wednesday.
KNDY.